What did you do after you left London?
Well, the London medical schools were being merged following the Flowers Report, and Westminster was being, well, it wasn't being merged initially, it was due to be chopped, but it eventually emerged with Charing Cross. But by that time, I'd had enough of working in London, and I obtained a job in Oxford. This meant moving house, and I'd had we'd had a son by then as well, and it was, as with all people, it was a difficult decision because it interrupted schooling, etc. But however, we came to Oxford, and nothing in particular happened in coming to Oxford. Obviously, I had to find a new diabetic clinic, which was the Radcliffe. I continued on the same insulin that I'd been on for some while, except that at some point I changed from, I think it was when I came to Oxford actually straight away in about 1980, I changed from the PZI to Vilosulin and Insulatard, and eventually they got replaced by what's called human insulins, but that change took place in Oxford, and they just simply said, well, this is what you do, you're capable of adjusting it yourself, go away and do it, and only tell us if there are any problems, unlike the old days when you had to go into hospital to have your insulin changed. So that was okay, and there was more modern thinking about food and so on. They never used to ask me anything about my diet, I seem to recall, at the 6 monthly visits, as though it was almost falling into disuse, but nobody ever said so. But obviously, one knows what to eat and what not to eat, so I wasn't unduly worried about that. And I don't think any more markers happened until I suddenly started getting hypos early in the morning, about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.